On Friday, the House Antitrust Subcommittee will continue its investigation into the tech industry with testimony from four executives who say companies like Google and Amazon are not playing fair. One of them will be Patrick Spence, CEO of the digital speaker company Sonos. Last week, Sonos sued Google, alleging the company infringed on its patents when it developed its own smart speakers. Their case is the latest in front of a growing battle for oxygen in a business increasingly dominated by a few giant companies. Let's bring in Mark Bergen. He covers tech for Bloomberg News. Mark, what exactly is Sonos alleging in their lawsuit?
So the lawsuit specifies that Google, going back to sort of in 2013, they had a partnership with Sonos around Google's music service. And then Sonos said starting in 2015, Google began blatantly kind of infringing on the patents that Sonos has to develop their own speaker system. They told the New York Times that they believe that Google, as well as Amazon, may have infringed on up to 100 different patents that Sonos owns.
So it was a break for Sonos in 2013 when they got to work with Google. Now the company's executives are saying that they were possibly naive. But really, it begs the question, did they have any other option than to work with Google?
Right. That's a difficult question. Right? You know, they went back and said in 2013, Google was working on a music player. There was no indication that Google was going to put out a smart speaker competing with Sonos. And that was before the Amazon had also put out the Echo and a year later. And so, you know, at that point, Sonos was thinking that this was, you know, Google had been was a key partner here. They were kind of new and early in this music space. And this great way for Sonos to deliver this more value for a customer working with this big company and not seeing that they would down the line become an immediate competitor and not seeing that both Google and Amazon would put out speakers and then discount them really sharply. That's the main case that Sonos is arguing is that they have these much larger companies that are basically putting out these speakers at really cheap prices because they have profitable businesses that can kind of subsidize cheaper products and undercut Sonos in the market.
Can you go more into what Google's defense is exactly?
So their defense so far is that they developed their own speaker system. And in 2015, Google put out what they call the Google Home, which is this voice-activated speaker. So that's the difference between what Amazon and Google put out. They're offering to consumers is that, hey, you can use these speakers and activate their voice. Sonos at that point didn't have the offering. They've since partnered with both Amazon and Google. And so in a way, you know, my boss, Brad Stone, called them seedlings, C-E-D-E. Like these are companies, Sonos, example, that once at one time was dominating this market and now kind of ceded it to larger players and seen it slip away. And the argument they're making is that those Amazon and Google use kind of anti-competitive practices to get there.
I mean, your boss has a point. In some sense, the damage is already done. I mean, these guys dominate the smart speaker market. So what remedy is Sonos seeking exactly?
For sure. I mean, I think one outcome could be that they prove either in court or certainly with a settlement with Google that Sonos has valuable IP and that their technology is actually valuable and they can license it out to partners. And we've seen companies do that in the past where they sort of have these royalties. You know, the Roku is a good example. It was as early in the streaming wars. It's certainly now, you know, Netflix, Amazon, Apple are all coming in. But Roku has sort of turned and pivoted a bit and still find a niche that's pretty valuable. And there's a chance that Sonos could also find a niche in this market.
That's Mark Bergen, reporter for Bloomberg. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me.